Bill Clinton was impeached. Was he still president?
Yeah.
This 10th grade civics class at Denby High School in Detroit is researching congressional powers using online sites like YouTube. For most of these students, it's their second year at Denby, but something's very different about their school this year. Last year, it was one of the lowest performing schools in the Detroit public school system. Now it's one of 15 Detroit schools the state oversees through its Education Achievement Authority.
That's an 11th grade class, and they are going through the application process for college.
Casey Wilborn has been the principal at Denby for 4 years. She says the EAA has meant more autonomy for her and other school administrators. For example, she says it used to take months to get funding approved for programs like professional development. Sometimes she says it wouldn't happen at all.
This year, when we want something, if we have the funds in our budget, we're able to get it paid for in less than 30 days. In some instances, I've seen where it has occurred within 48 hours, which is great when you're working with vendors who are leery about doing business in Detroit.
Some parents of students in EAA schools say their kids are more engaged, teachers are more involved, and the school is safer. That's why supporters of the EAA want Michigan lawmakers to expand the district statewide. But some opponents of the legislation paint a very different picture of what's going on in these schools. Steve Norton is with the group Michigan Parents for Schools.
Most of the people that I'm talking to had hopes that there would be some sort of, you know, wonderful change. And so far, they're not only disappointed in what's happening, but they're also realizing that they've lost any kind of voice in what does happen at their schools.
Norton says parents don't have a local elected school board to take concerns to. Instead, the schools are governed by state political appointees. Norton says it's a recipe for disaster. It's hard to know who to believe. That's because neither side has any data to back up their claims. The reason? The Education Achievement Authority has only been operating for 3 months. Many opponents say it should not be expanded until it's proven to work. They say there's too much at stake to experiment with students. State Board of Education President John Austin also opposes the legislation, but he says it's not because there's anything wrong with the concept of the EAA.
We need a state turnaround district that works, but it can't be loaded up with new school creation mechanisms, super authorizing ability anywhere in the state to create new charters, apart from its mission of turning around failing schools.
He's talking about language in the bills that would require districts to lease or sell school buildings to the state. Under the measure, the EAA would have the option to directly run the schools, create charter schools, or they could bring in private education companies to run them. Austin says that would be a direct attack on Michigan's public school system. He says bill supporters in the legislature haven't been willing to add any quality controls on new schools or charters.
We don't need more new bad schools, and we don't need more new bad schools that take money away from our current schools and hurt their ability to perform.
Critics of the plan also want more details on how schools can leave the EAA. They say the legislation doesn't include specifics about how the schools will be evaluated. Governor Rick Snyder and state legislative leaders say the measure is a priority before the end of the year. They say students, parents, and schools need as much time as possible to prepare for any changes before next fall. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.